will lead off with an opening statement.
I said this is a great basketball game between two programs that are trying to be the best that they can be for their conference games coming up. And I thought it could have went either way. I think for us, turnovers hurt us a little bit, but bottom line, layups and free throws were the deciding factor, for us not to take the lead at all.
I think that they were trying to give it to us. I think we were just trying to take it. It was right there for our taking. And like Coach said, free throws and layups. A few open jump shots that go down. We felt like if we would have ever grabbed the lead, we were mature enough to hang on to it. And we thought that they would be young to, like you said, to give it to us. But it was there for our taking, and we did it. Free throws and layups, and. In a tough environment, you got to do those things to win a ball game, and we didn't. And give Texas credit. They battled. They hit their free throws. They hit their layups, and that's why they won the game.
Actually, we have a microphone for questions.
Pete, if you could talk about just Texas defense on you, and they were surrounding all day, Bailey especially, just talk about the way they played and kind of maybe getting you out of the rhythm a little bit.
It's... Yeah, you can answer that.
Katie's guarded like that every single day. So it's nothing new for her. That's why she's one of the best players in the country. They have that much respect. I thought Katie got some good looks off. She did a lot of other things for us. But she's going to score points, but she's also going to play great defense. Her and Lindsay did a great job in the second half. I thought we dominated more in the second half with rebounding and getting up and down the floor. So every player is going to do that. And yes, Bailey did a great job, but Katie has to deal with that every single day.
Thank you. Just to coach the last play.
We're hoping to get three or four looks, obviously for Katie and then for Aaron, and Lindsay had a good look. Any situation when you're down by three, you're just hanging on people and you don't let them shoot the three at all. And it didn't matter if I had, Jody was covered, Katie was covered, Fakara was covered, Aaron was covered, and Lindsay was able to get the ball and had a good look and didn't go in, but it should never get to that.
They were controlled the rebound pretty well in the first half. What changed? Before the game, Coach knew that our rebounding, she told us that's not our strongest point, and we knew we had to kind of box out and get a body on somebody, and they were able to get a lot of weak side boards. That was kind of our weakness, but we turned around second half. She told us that we need to start, finding bodies and boxing out more. I think we did, and we started to go after the boards a little bit harder.
Those Texas guards have been outplayed in big games. Did they show you anything today that you hadn't seen before in film and other things?
They're just very quick and very athletic, be able to handle the ball. I thought they did good on very well on on-ball screens. But we played the Baylors, we played the UConns, we played Washington. We played a really tough non-conference schedule. It's like third best in the country in order to handle this situation. But they're very, very tough defensively.
Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you.